Life begins. We're learning Briti Shalom on page 54. We're mitchazed Hashem and Kedusha and Shmirat Ha'enayim and Tefillah Davening to Hashem. Adam sherotze lalechet b'derech hakodesh, a person who wants to go in the holy ways, this holy way of nullifying the taiva and everything, tzarich litpalel yomam v'alayla shehashem yivatel mimenu ta'ava hazot, needs to pray day and night. Hashem nullify from him this lust. A person has a nature to desire. He has a nature like that. That's his nature. But tefillah, and no one's going to judge you for what your natural desires are. But from Shammai, they'll judge us, why do we daven? You blessed them. You came here, you heard Rav Dros speak endlessly about the tzibodidut, and you still have this taiva? What's wrong with you? Why don't you go to the field and daven? Okay? Tefillah could change the nature. Abeinu HaKadosh teaches, Shizakor Maud Tefillah, that's the whole essence of tefillah. And the Teva says a certain way everything has to be. If a tefillah v'shana teva, you know, Likutei Moran, right? Tefillah changes the nature. And each one has to make an effort and to do a lot of tefillah, half an hour or more every single day, that he will change his bad nature that Hashem put in him to lust, to have lust for women, to covet women, to view the women, to be with the women, all the things. You daven for it. Once you daven, whatever happens afterwards, you don't care anymore. You daven, you do it half an hour a day or more. Kamalnu. You're not responsible anymore. Now you're only responsible to daven. Much easier. Instead of being responsible of your deeds, be responsible of your prayers. A person who used to work in a job that was a sur for him to work in that, it brought into a lot of bad sins. He got close to me, and I told him that it's a very, very difficult work to clean yourself from what you saw, from all the pictures you saw, all the things you did. Very bad. That's what Rav Arush told this person. So I told him, you're a very poor person. But you still have hope. If every day you'll do an hour yibodidut on cleaning yourself up and nullifying this lust from you, and every once in a while you'll do 6 hours on this, then Zat Hashem, you have some hope. So he made an effort to do this tefillah, Tmimut, simply to do what Rav Arush taught him as much as he can, whatever, yeah. And he began living. He almost changed completely. He couldn't recognize the person. The moment he grasped that this is the trouble that brought him to all the troubles that he had in life, and he had to beg Hashem and pray on this day and night, he began praying on this every day. And he began to live. He began his shalom bayis. And happiness. And he wrote chidushim and all kinds of things that came up from his prayer because he was davening so much. So all kinds of chidushim come up, right, Ezra? You know that too. Mamash from the depth from Gehenom, he gets Gan Eden mamash. And each one it could be like that. It's not only everyone who does like this works on something very, very hard, especially in this taiva. And he works simply like Rav teaches, like Avinu teaches us on tefillah, od. He'll see that he has chidushim in Torah and he has all kinds of amazing things, and he'll see a change in his life completely. Right, Ezra?
Absolutely.
100%. Kol ha'yadut sgura la'adam kshebo'er bo'ta ta'ava. The whole Judaism of a person is closed in front of him when this taiva is burning in him. Anything that a person, and any happiness of mitzvahs that person has from putting on tefillin, from doing Shabbos, from learning Torah, is only when a person starts working on getting out of this lust. As long as a person did not nullify, working on nullify this lust, all the classes he hears me, he hears Rav Dror, he hears Rav Arush, he hears Nasan Maimon. Okay? I'm not comparing myself to the people I said, I'm just saying I also give classes. And other tzaddikim, and other mashpim, and he hears Rav Rosenfeld on the tapes, and all kinds of tzaddikim, Rav Yitzchak Bender, and learns a few.
He has tapes or something?
Yeah, in Yiddish. It's all theory. It's all theory. As long as a person does not begin praying and working, it's beautiful talks. It's all theory. I went to my previous yeshiva yesterday, and I heard the Rosh Yeshiva there speak. Emunah b'tachon, beautiful talks. For years, that's what he talks. Baruch Hashem, that's what you need. But I have only one thing to tell them. If a person does not pray on what he's learning, it's all beautiful theory. It's like learning how to fly a plane without taking the steering wheel to your hand.
All potential.
It's all potential, and when he starts praying, he can reach a lot, he has what to pray for. If a person leaves it in theory, don't expect anything to happen. Hear beautiful talks. צריך להתפלל על זה. אין מה לעשות. You don't have any emunah, any bitachon, any kedusha, anything without praying, without working. Work is tefillah. Person starts praying, it's worth everything that he learned. Okay. So בבקשה רבויסטי, let's not just keep what we're learning in potential on the paper. Let's take it into our hands and daven to Hashem every day. צריך להבין היטב. You must understand well that the geula, personal and general of Klal Yisrael, depends on these two things, which is one thing basically: emuna and shmirat habrit. Emuna and shmirat habrit. This is the mitzvah that includes emuna. Is the mitzvah that includes all mitzvahs, and gam habrit is the avera, which includes all averas. A person has to move himself from bad, which is attaching himself to Kedusha, and attaching himself to Emunah. Sumera vasetov. Sumera vasetov. That's the old Judaism. Besedel, here you got it all on one leg. If someone tells you, teach me the whole Torah on one leg, tell him Emunah and Shmirat HaBrit. That's the two main things of a Jew. That's the most fundamental thing. The Emunah is the main doing good in the world. A person who has emunah easily can do everything in life. Today, the Yetzer Hara, Mash, didn't want me to daven shacharis. He didn't want me to daven shacharis. I sat there with my talis and tefillin and shul, nets, early in the morning. And Mash, he took all the cheshek from me daven. Unbelievable, huh? So a person could become depressed. I said, no. So after tefillah, I was just saying, Hashem, thank you, I don't want to daven. Please help me daven. Half the daven, that's what I did. Beautiful. Alach patli. I don't care. He's supposed to mash. A person has to live this life. Rabbeinu says, lo echipat me. I do not care. I don't care what happens with me. I try to do good from now. Whatever I can from the place that Hashem put me right at this moment. That's how a person works. Doing good is a munah that I believe 100% at this situation, whether it's mentally, whether physically, whether financially, okay, whatever situation it is, Hashem put me right now in this situation, and my only mitzvah right now is to believe, is it Hashem is doing this, and to be happy with the situation, or to fall into depression that it's me or it's the people or whatever, and then fall from the emunah. That's the main mitzvah a person has, emunah. Everything derives out of emunah. Everything derives out of emunah.
Between emunah and shmiras habris, which is more important?
Emunah. We'll see soon. What? It's true, but what, let's say, I'll tell you for example. I'll tell you why I say emunah is more important. Because sometimes a person starts working at shmiras habris, it becomes very sad. He has to stop right at that moment and work only on his emunah and his simcha, which is emunah. First of all, simcha. That's the main thing. Emunah is simcha, yeah, same thing. Always remind yourself, whenever you're not happy, remind yourself that really, even if you do the worst avails in the world and you have no cheshek at all doing anything, always remind yourself that Hashem made me. Who am I? I'm the neshama. I, the neshama, only wants Hashem. That's without bechira even. The neshama always wants Hashem. It's always I want Hashem. I have other issues, my body, my desires, my this. But I, myself, I only want Hashem. So, remind yourself all the time. We only want Hashem. That's why you can always stick to the will. My will is I want Hashem. That's obvious. I only want Hashem. Even if I don't see that I want Hashem, I want Hashem. Remind me. I remind yourself. I want Hashem. Because my neshama only wants Hashem. Only wants to cleave to Hashem. What I do it, it's not what I want. I do not want to do it. I do not want this at all. Even when a person is doing an aveira mamash, I don't want this at all. I don't want to look around. I don't want to do this aveira. I only want Hashem. And then a person becomes simcha, and he can start working on Shri Al-Zabit. That's why Emunah is much higher than Kedushas Zabit. Being away from bad means Kedushas Zabit. So, all the bad in the world, derives out of lack of Kedusha. All the bad in the world.
Lack of
Kedusha.
Kedusha.
Yeah. All the bad in the world. Especially in the marriage life. Especially in the marriage life. You hear? You can get married soon. Amen. Say amen. How old are you?
23.
Ah, Hashem. There's a lot of Hashem in the right time. When a person merits, clarifies the Emunah, which is called Birur HaMedame, which means he married Ruach HaKodesh, which means he has Nevuah, that means the Yetzer Hara separated from him. That's what happens to Am Yisrael when they stood under Har Sinai. That complete Emunah, it says that all the bad, all the Zuhama of the Nachash, Kfira, that the early serpent, what's it called?
The snake.
Yeah, he put in them and people.
The poison.
Yeah. The poison disconnected from them, it was nullified from them at that moment. Because we have to remember that always, Rabbi Natan explains that also Emunah, also faith is an imagination. It's a clear imagination. It's all imagination. Everything's what? You see Hashem? You see that Hashem did that? No, you believe that Hashem did that. So it's in your head. So it's called imagination, but it's a clear imagination. A pure imagination. The Tzaddikim teach us this, to imagine this. That's why it's true. You could go and believe in Buddha if you want. Okay? That's an imagination. You could do kfira, you could believe it's the people that are doing this. So that's not imagination, but it's not a pure imagination, not a clear imagination, not a true imagination. The only imagination was true, what the Tzaddikim teach us, which is Emunah. Torah teaches us. Okay. When a person believes that he has Emunah Shlema, which means, what's Emunah Shlema? That every situation is good. Whatever you want, Hashem, he nullifies himself to Hashem. Okay? Then he could have Kedusha. Then he could have Kedusha. Okay. If he's married, of course he doesn't lift up his eyes to look around. What? He's happy with his wife. He has his wife. What does he have to look at other women? And if he's single, he's happy. Okay? My shidduch will come. My wife will come. Well, I don't have to look at any other woman who's not my wife. Mi she'eino shomer p'nav, a person who does not guard his eyes, lo sameach b'chelko, he's not happy in his portion. He covets, he desires what he sees, meaning he wants stuff that belongs to other people. It's not only the women, he looks at all kinds of things. I see a friend every day.
Hey, what do you see him?
I see him in Shari Chesed. You know who that is? He's dark skinned a little bit, he's British. He's a little bit short.
Australian,
right, not British. Yeah, Jeremy
Herman.
Ken, Jeremy, right.
Yeah.
He says hello.
Uh-huh. All right.
He asked me, you know, Avram Albert is getting married. I said, yeah, Chatan. Yeah, I said, yeah.
My Chatan teacher isn't here today.
He is. He just walked in a few minutes ago, so he's somewhere around here. Give him a call.
I tried twice.
Right.
You're right.
He was here. I saw him today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where's the Chatanah?
When is it? Gimel Nisan.
Wow.
Yeah.
You gonna invite us? Can we come and dance at your wedding?
Listen, her parents are doing it, so it's not so simple.
No, we don't care to eat or not. We just want to come and dance.
Right. Okay. I probably, God willing. Yeah.
Just tell us where and when.
Right. God willing. Okay.
So?
Thank you. Yeah.
Mazal tov. Shaa tova.
Amen. Amen.
Should be with dusha and simcha.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Am If someone has emuna, he's happy, he doesn't want, he doesn't desire what's not his, he'll never steal, he'll never blemish, he'll always be happy, he'll never be angry at anyone. He knows that it's not people. He's not going to be jealous of anyone. He's not going to mitchare, he's not going to compete with anyone. There's nothing to do like that. Like I went to Rav Arush, and I told him, yeah, I want to work with Avdol, and there's a new website, this and that. So he tells me, of course, what do you mean? It's no competition. That's all I want. I want it to grow. I don't need anyone, everyone by me. I want everyone to go close to Hashem, just through that, through whatever. That's a person that's completely immune. He doesn't see competition. Doesn't know what competition is. What is competition? Competition is lack of immune. Competition in between what's it called? Companies. This. What's got to do with that? I have my own stuff. You have your own thing. Two stores opening. It's not a competition. It's lack of immune to think it's competition. Each one has its own thing. Yeah, like I said, the story of Bnei Brak, there was once a long time ago when it was a little town. The guy opened the store. He was the only store there. He used to do prints. In those days, it was with letters. You know, you put the letters down and you put the ink, you press, whatever, the whole press thing. Yeah, like the olden press.
They still use them.
Yeah. So, anyways, and his. A guy came from Europe and he opened the press right across the street from there. The print press, yeah? And the other guy came in and told him, listen, the guy who already was there, if you're lacking any letters or if you need the lead or whatever, come, I'll give you, of course. So afterwards they asked him, how can you do this thing? What are you going to take your parnasa? He says, he's going to take a parnasa? Who is he? Hashem provides parnasa, not he. He's going to take my parnasa is already in the chusham. And I can tell you, I see it clearly from all kinds of things, especially this year, moving from one thing to the other. And oh, my parnasa always comes. I don't know why. I must say that the parnasa does not come from people. Right, Ezra?
Absolutely.
Does not come from people. Parnasa does not. If someone lives like that. I read a story. This guy married up 16 children of his. He had 16 children. He married them all off. And at the Shemabach was the last descendant of his, last child. He got up and he spoke. He never spoke. He got up and he spoke. He said, I must say that after marrying off 16 children, Hashem did not help me at all to marry off the kids. Not help me at all. He did it all alone. I just had to get out of the way.